Locker room chats continue. It's week two of our high school basketball season and our coverage across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you. We're joined now by Dusty Thompson, Centralia Girls Coach. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise as well. Centralia off to a 2-0 start, two impressive wins to start the season, and we'll start, Coach, Friday night, season opener, Nemaha Central, always a tough team to play. You guys come out on top in that opener, 47-34. So let's go back to Friday night. What'd you take away from the season opening victory?
We've got a lot of work to do yet, you know. But, no, I thought their effort was great Friday night. You know, they hustled all over the floor. You know, we did some of those things well. You know, I told them before the game that they're going to have to start making some passes just to see if they can make them. And we had some turnovers early. I thought we settled in a little bit after that. You know, just it's a new group of girls, and they're in, some of them are in new spots and doing different things, and they're just going to have to try some things to see what works and what doesn't and figure out what they're capable of. So we're probably going to continue to have a learning curve for a while yet until they figure out where they can go and what they can do.
Yeah, and I know that's something you mentioned on in our first conversation last week, talking about even some of the returning girls, you know, kind of being in some new spots and just trying to figure some things out here early on. But, you know, you follow that one with Nemaha Central last night. You go to St. Mary's, another big East League squad, and you guys get an even bigger win, 65-19. I know St. Mary's a little bit down this year, but another impressive win, 2-0 now on the year. But, you know, what you take away, you know, just kind of the turnaround from the Nemaha game to St. Mary's last night. What'd you see last night?
I thought the girls settled in a little better. Of course, you know, it was a little different. There wasn't a man-to-man defense in our face. They were set back, but you know, our girls had did a much better job of finding the open girl and moving the ball around a little bit more and taking better shots. And again, their effort, you know, they were all over the floor. We went to a zone for a little bit last night, and I thought at times we were probably faster in the zone than we were in a man defense. So, you know, like you said, their effort has been awesome the first two ball games, and we can build on that.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, just the competition that you're seeing in these first couple of weeks before the holiday break. And obviously a really good start, you know, winning the first two here against NC and St. Mary's. But Silver Lake coming up on Friday, you know, a runner-up finish last year at the 3A tournaments, one of the top teams in the classification once again. They are off to a 2-0 start with wins over Perry LeCompton and Holton this week. So what do you see from them and the challenges in game number three coming your way on Friday night?
Their man pressure is we're gonna have to adjust to that a little bit, and like I said, continue to get better with passing the ball, moving the ball around, and you know, I think there's some things we can do, there's some things they do well, some things that we can definitely get better at. You know, I think for us the big thing is, and I said it last year, you know, I thought Haney in the second half last year realized that her role had to change and she come out and shot the ball a whole lot more, and I'm hoping that's what we get out of it. You know, win or lose at this point in time in the season, I tell the girls, you know, yeah, we wanna win, but you know, you make it to where you want to make it at the end of the year, and nobody's going to care what happened to the score in Silver Lake. We just got to continue to improve on what we're doing.
Great stuff as always. That's Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach. Panthers again off to a 2-0 start, wins over Nemaha Central and then St. Mary's last night. A couple of top-tier teams in their respective classifications coming up on Friday night as Centralia travels to Silver Lake. Coach, thanks for the few minutes as always this week, and good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.